don't know.
Okay. The box people are buried in.
The casket.
And the service.
It's a funeral.
And when you wear black, you're in
mourning.
And if somebody met you on the street and said, how are you, and you felt about average, you'd say, oh, I'm
doing fine.
And if somebody's troubled, you say, it'll all come out all right. Just don't
worry about it.
And the disease of the joints that old people
get. Arthritis.
Or any older name for that? It may not
gout.
Be.
Gout.
Starts with an R.
Rheumatism.
Is that the same as arthritis?
I think it is.
Okay. And what is that sore throat that children used to get and they die of it?
Scarlet fever.
Now this, they choke up in the night. Now you get a shot for it.
Whooping cough.
No, it's a throat thing. And I don't really know much about it. You get blisters on the inside of your throat. Starts to dip.
Diphtheria.
Mm-hmm. And a disease that makes your skin and eyeballs turn yellow.
Jaundice.
Yeah, and when you have your appendix taken out, you have an attack of...
appendicitis.
Do you know what they used to call that before they knew what it was? Okay.
What was?
Well, some people said locked bowels and some people said cramp colic. Every now and then somebody really says that. In if you eat something that doesn't agree with you and it comes back up, you'd say you have to...
vomit.
And is there another way of saying
regurgitate.
That?
Regurgitate.
Or?
Throw up.
Okay. Which is the most polite?
Regurgitate, I guess.
Okay. Is there something that's worse than saying vomit? A really vulgar way of saying it?
I don't know.
Okay. And if you have to vomit, you're sick where?
Sick to the stomach.
Okay. We are now through with the disease. That's all I hate that section. If he doesn't come, I blank disappointed.
I will be disappointed.
Mm-hmm. And anytime you can come over, we blank to see you.
We'll be glad to see you.
Would you ever say proud to mean glad? We'll be proud.
Uh-huh.
How would you say that?
We'll be proud to see you.
Mm-hmm. Does it mean the same?
Uh-huh.
All right. And when a boy begins to pay serious attention to a girl, you say he's doing what?
Noticing the girls.
Or he starts going over to her house, he's doing
dating.
Okay. Anything else? Any older? Your grandfather might have...
courted.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And he would be her...
beau.
Or
sweetheart.
Today you'd be her
fella.
Okay, and she would be his
girl.
Older.
Sweetheart.
Mm-hmm. And if he came home with lipstick on his collar, his little brother might say, aha, you've been
kissing.
Anything else?
Smooching.
Yeah. He asked her to marry him and she didn't want to, you'd say she did what?
Turned him down.
Or she stopped letting him come over to see her, you'd say she
quit him.
Or they were engaged and all of a sudden she
broke the engagement.
But if she didn't turn him down, they went ahead and got
married.
And the man who stands up with the groom is the
best man.
And the woman who stands up with the bride
is the maid of honor.
Did you ever hear of a noisy party after a wedding when people would come over to the couple's house and beat on tin pans? Okay. Did you ever hear of a chivalry or a serenade?
I've heard of a chivalry.
But you don't know what it is?
Uh-uh.
All right. Mm-hmm. If there was trouble at a party and the police came, they didn't arrest just one or two, they arrested the
whole gang.
Okay. And what people like to do in the evening when they go out to music on the... on
dance.
Mm-hmm. And at 4 o'clock you say school does what?
Let's out.
And the day after Labor Day is when school
starts.
Mm-hmm. And if a little boy left to go to school and he didn't show up, you'd say he did what?
Played hooky.
What about in college?
Skipped classes.
Mm-hmm. You go to school to get an
education.
And after high school, you go to
college.
After kindergarten, you go into the
first grade.
Is there an older term for first grade?
I don't know.
All right. Somebody left a note on my
desk.
And the room is full of
desks.
Mm-hmm. The building where you check out books is a
library.
You mail a package at the
post office.
You stay overnight in a strange town in a
motel.
Or
hotel.
Uh-huh. You see a play at the
theater.
You have an operation in the
hospital.
You're taken care of by a woman who is a
nurse.
You catch a train at the
depot.
How about something else you might call that has rail in it?
Station.
With rail.
Railroad.
You're just about at it. Railroad
station?
Yeah, okay. Let's see. Open place in the city where grass and trees...
Park.
Suppose it's around the courthouse. All right. What would you call a piece of furniture like this television that's sitting at an angle instead of being right up against...
Catty corner.
Would you ever say catty corner to mean you're walking across diagonally?
Mm-hmm.
It's just for something
furniture
sitting.
Furniture sitting somewhere.
Mm-hmm. And vehicles that used to run on tracks with a wire?
Streetcar.
Mm-hmm. You might call a bus driver. The next corner is where...
I get up.
If a cat went over to the door and meowed, you would say the cat?
Won't say it.
Okay. Here in Winston County, Double Springs is the...
County seat.
Yep. Let's see. If an FBI agent works for the federal...
Government.
And the police are supposed to maintain...
Law and order.
And what do you call the war between the North and the South?
The Civil War.
Any other name for that?
War between the states.
Any older name?
No.
Ever hear the Confederate War?
Yes.
What was that?
The Confederate War.
Okay. Before they had the electric chair, murderers were...
Hanged.
And the man went out and... blank himself.
Hanged himself.
Okay. I think we're about to run out.